You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. We'll start today south of the border, not in Cuba. We'll get there in just a bit. In Brazil, where South America's largest economy is in free fall. The country has been rocked by a multi-billion dollar scandal involving the state-run oil company. And over the weekend, polls showed that almost 70% of Brazilians would like to impeach the country's president. For more on the tumult in Brazil, here's Wira Davies, who covers South America for the BBC. Hi, Wira. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. Let's start with impeachment. That was sort of the big move over the weekend. Why is there this move afoot to impeach President Dilma Rousseff?
It gets technical here because the actual legal issue on which Dilma Rousseff might be impeached refers to the way she is alleged to have reported the Brazilian budget before the last election.
So for all of the conversation about corruption with the state petroleum business, Petrobras, is that somewhat unrelated to the impeachment efforts?
Technically, Dilma would not be impeached on the corruption scandal looking into Petrobras. Now, that is massive. That involves more than $2 billion in kickbacks. This is by far the biggest corruption scandal ever to have hit Brazil, a country where corruption is endemic. But the technicalities are that Dilma Rousseff is actually, her impeachment is being sought in Congress on a different issue. For the wider public, it doesn't matter. The big protests we saw in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo against the government and the pro-government protests that we saw are all to do with this tug of war between people who want to see the Workers' Party removed from government and people who say that the Workers' Party, however unpopular they may be, they should be allowed to see out the remaining 2 years of her presidency.
And to what extent is this a fight between the economic classes in Brazil?
That's a really good point. I mean, 10 years ago, Brazil was the darling of the developing world, you know, a country with mega growth, not just based on exports of commodities to China, but Brazil was training its own engineers. Brazil had its own multinational companies. There were impressive social policies that dragged 40 million Brazilians out of poverty. So it wasn't a surprise that the PT, the Workers' Party government, was re-elected three times over. 10 years on, all of that has faded away amid this huge corruption scandal, an economic crisis. This is an almost unrecognizable country from where it was 10 years ago.
Right. Brazil was really a shining star, an example of economic improvement, doing so well. What else happened? How did this collapse?
Well, they didn't really develop on that. As I say, you know, 40 million people were brought out of poverty. They immediately became consumers. So the internal market in Brazil grew. It gave it like a turbo boost to the economy. But they didn't move on from that. You know, this is still a very inefficient country. There's a lot of protectionism here. Trying to set up a company here is a ridiculously complicated process. And the falling oil price has affected Brazil's biggest company, Petrobras. Add to that a corruption scandal involving that company, Petrobras, and some of Brazil's biggest construction companies. And the whole thing has slowed down. There's a political crisis, there's an economic crisis, and there's a crisis at the center of government. And all of those are really hitting the government hard.
That's Wira Davies, South America correspondent for the BBC. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.